Hi, and welcome to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Seth Louie, a product designer. This is Technotopia. Technotopia is brought to you by Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them. HappyFunCorp.com. Welcome back to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. And today we're talking to Seth Louie. He's a product designer who works in VR, bots, and all the exciting buzzwords of today. So Seth, let's talk a little bit about what you've been working on and then how it fits into a superior future, I guess.
So I've been working on Botless Co. With Mubs, Mubashar Iqbal, and Ben Tossel. Ben Tossel is a product manager at Product Hunt. Mm-hmm. And Mubs is he's an amazing back-end dev at, well, he kind of freelances and stuff. But we've been working on bot lists for about 2 months, and we launched it on Product Hunt, and it's gotten over, I think, like 1,300 upvotes, and that was, you know, initially. And we have probably close to over 500,000 views. Mm-hmm. So the bot space is blowing up, and I know it's really confusing to find a bot that can give you specifics. What I want to say here, finding a bot to do the task that you want. So we're trying to solve the bot discovery issue.
So what kind of bots are doing what kind of tasks now?
Well, we have a lot of messenger bots that are trying to be the in-between person from, you know, take away the customer service, basically. So you can run a small business and you don't need to hire somebody for customer service. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like, for the most part, that's a majority of the bots that are out there. They're minor task bots. I think bots need a lot of growing. There's a huge learning curve to developing them, but there's a lot of smart people that are making that easier with bot building platforms.
Okay, so what are these bots going to look like over the next 10 years? So you've seen a lot of them so far, and they're not, and I would argue that they're not the smartest fish in the fishbowl right now. But I think things are getting better, right? What's happening there?
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, it's the beginning phase of bots, and people are still trying to understand how to build them and to get that interaction between a bot and a, you know, person. So I personally think that, you know, bots are going to grow to become so smart that, you know, you can just talk to a bot just like you and I are talking. But I think that's pretty far down the road. Mm-hmm. I don't think bots, you know, right now bots are binary. You know, do you want to buy sneakers? Yes, no. Yep. That's it. You know, there are some smarter bots out there that are utilizing the AI component, but for the most part, a majority of the bots are very binary.
Okay, so what needs to happen to make the bots smarter in that way?
Well, I think just time and development. You know, I think the challenge right now is that bots need stories. They need that personality. they need a product designer. Mm-hmm. you know, the dev teams need product designers to fully understand, you know, how the bot's going to be interacted with. And what I mean by product designer is, you know, primarily UX. I think that's going to be super important for a successful bot. And not just, you know, UX, but, you know, they need to, whatever you're chatting with the bot on, that needs to look and behave functionally, you know, well as, you know, the UX of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the experience needs to be a little bit better. So what is going to happen over the next few years in VR? I think you've also been looking into that as well, right?
I've been looking into it. There's some pretty smart companies in Austin that I've been kind of keeping my eye on, and I've just been kind of reading a lot about the space. The thing with VR is it's going to be really hard for adoption. It's going to be hard to get, say, my dad to talk with me over VR if that were, a product right now. It's going to be very challenging and very difficult. I mean, we saw Google Glass come in to the space and nothing. I mean, they just kind of tried some things out. Nothing really came of it. It didn't get adopted into the space really too well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be a lot of trial and error for VR, but adoption is going to be the most challenging thing.
Okay. When are we gonna hit it? So when is this really gonna take off? Do you expect?
Is Tesla available? I think it's gonna be, a few years before mm-hmm. it can really, be in every major household. Maybe more than a few years for that. But I mean, people, like my dad still doesn't even have a smartphone. You know what I mean? So it's going to start in your San Francisco, your Austin, Texas areas, your hubs more than, a rural area. But, give it 5 years and it could be just like turning on an oven, I think that could be really cool.
Okay. Interesting. So what does the world look like for you and your friends in 20 years, I guess, right?
Well, I think that's interesting. We have a lot of data coming in from Botlist. And I think it would be really nice to become – we kind of label ourselves the app store for bots. And it would be really nice to partner up with a lot of the top bot makers and get some things going where Botlist grows. I think that would be really nice, but I'd like to continue with like an educational side of it as well. Like people are trying to learn how to create bots. I want to bring the resources to them. I want to share what are best practices and stuff like that as well. Mm-hmm. For 20 years though, that's in 20 years. I don't know. I hope to be on a beach somewhere.
mm-hmm. All right, very cool. So yeah. What are you going to be building next? So you've built a couple looks like almost a dozen things here on Product Hunt specifically, but what's your next big project?
We have a few things going on right now. I always work on about four projects at a time. Mm-hmm. Right now, one that's pretty interesting is we're kind of dipping into the streaming space a little bit for gaming. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring it to, without saying too much about it, we're trying to bring it more to a wide audience streaming. Mm-hmm. It's kind of off the beaten path of like bots and VR, but it's nice to stay, it's nice to, jump into other areas and not put all your eggs in one basket. So sure. That's one project that we're working on, and we're working on another project for movie critics. I think that could be really fun. But yeah, I'm up to, I think, 14 projects on Product Hunt right now.
Yeah, very cool. So is that the future of building? You're going to be building and sharing hundreds of products around the world and just seeing which one clicks?
Yeah, I think so. Until we get something that's really sticky, Botlist is probably the top sticky product we have right now, and we're going to just continue to run with it. And then, in the future, I would just like to continue just designing and creating products. Mm-hmm. The 14 products that are on Product Hunt were only in the last, I think, like 14 months or something like that. So one a month isn't too bad. And then maybe we'll look for some business partners to try to run some of them as well. I just currently like creating and putting them out.
Okay, super. All right, so where can people find some of what you're doing?
I'm on Dribbble. I'm on Twitter. I'm on pretty much everything. If you just Google Seth Louie, that's L-O-U-E-Y. Mm-hmm. I'm on – I have every handle, so.
All right, very cool. So, Seth, thanks for joining us on Technotopia, podcast about a better future. We'll let us know what you're working on next.
Hey, thanks a lot, John, for having me.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Yep.